All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you. As I mentioned, Steve-O is here. We only have him for one segment. He's a big star, and he's going to be going to a lot of other places today. He's going to do a TV spot on Comcast Sportsnet as well. And he's here because he's at Cobb's. Make sure you check him out. He's got two shows on Friday. He's got two shows on Saturday, and he's got one on Sunday as well. And Steve-O, first of all, thanks for being here, man. Like I said,
hey, man, thanks for having me.
Big, big fan. You also have something really huge coming out today.
Yeah, it's a big, other than Cobb's Comedy Club tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, tonight is the premiere of my very first stand-up comedy special on Showtime, which is a big deal for me, especially because people know me for sticking things up my butt. You know, like, and now I got an hour-long comedy special on Showtime. It's really exciting.
Does something happen with your butt on that show?
Well, I do stunts throughout the special, not like throughout, but on story points, they're woven through the act. Mm-hmm. Does something happen with my butt on the special? No,
I think I saw a clip where a girl kicked you in the crotch.
Yeah, she kicks me in the nuts. Yeah, I get naked and then kicked in the nuts, and I get shot with a taser gun. It's like a sustained 30 seconds of 50,000 volts.
You didn't have a heart attack during that time?
No, I took off my shirt and they shot me in the back with it. I think that helped. But it's like 50,000 volts for a full 30 seconds, and I'm getting interviewed.
Did they shoot you in the tattoos with the two thumbs up?
That's exactly right, yeah. And then it's a taser Q&A.
Now, this is going to be interesting because you obviously have a following, and I've been a fan of the Jackass shows and Jackass movies, and I can't help but laugh when I watch that stuff. It's just pure comedy. And, of course, wince at a lot of stuff, and maybe hurl as well. And I've seen you hurl many times.
I got to have the record, man. The Guinness won't give it to me, but I've definitely barfed on TV more than anybody in the history.
What was the one where, like, Preston put his butt in a tube and then you breathed it in?
Yeah, even though nothing made it through that tube into that mask, but just the idea of it. That's the thing. I have such a powerful imagination. That's why I barf so easily, is because I just have this like incredibly powerful imagination, and that also is why I'm so unimpressive in bed. You know. one pump chump.
We're with Steve-O here, and. Every kid knows the kid that you grew up with that'll do dares, and you're the king of that. Like, I think, didn't you, like, snort some wasabi?
Uh-huh.
And the look on your face was like your brain was on fire.
Yeah, that one, I mean, made me barf. it was actually, like, hurt less than I imagined it would, but I was really putting my nose through the ringer at that point in my life. You know.
That was the nose era?
Yeah, that was the snooter time.
A couple other things. I wish I could talk to you for 2 hours. I know you got to go other places, but the outhouse where you're strapped in, and then they send you way up. You looked like you were in hell, and I can only imagine.
For sure, man. Like I don't know what it is. I have irrational fears. I can do a lot of crazy things, but like bungee jumping and stuff, just I don't like it, you know. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like bungee jumping, and so I was definitely the guy to pick for that one.
You got to keep your mouth shut when you're in there.
I know. It was so funny, man. Like, you know, I hear him screaming my head off. There's all this poo flying around. And Knoxville tells me, man, that poo might have hit you in the face if your mouth wasn't so wide open.
The thing about this Showtime special, though, too, is that, like I said, there are people like me that know you. You're going to get a new crowd that doesn't know, like, Jackass, what the hell is that? And it's going to expand. You think you're famous now. It's going to get really big now.
Well, I like to think so, man. I've been headlining comedy clubs for 5.5 years now, mm-hmm. and I'm still going. I still go back to places over and over, and I really care about it, man. I do a good job.
Talking with Steve-O here, we'd find out pretty quick in a matter of weeks whether you couldn't do it. And I would imagine, I mean, here you are, you walk across crocodile pits and you fall in and run out. I would have to think that doing comedy has got to be one of the scariest things ever.
It started out that way, yeah. And Yeah, I mean, it definitely. It's tough. It's tough, man. It's really it's tough. But I come into it with a major advantage for having a built-in fan base of people who know that I've lived an exceptionally crazy life. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a level of interest in what I'm going to say, and you know, the other advantage I have is that I'm just a shameless, reckless son of a bitch. I'll admit to anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's plenty for me to confess.
Well, not only that, and you, as you mentioned, your crazy life. I mean, you very much could be dead right now, and
all that
you've been through, and not just some stunts, some dark times, but I think that's what's
for sure. Yeah, it's a toss up. What was more life threatening, my professional career, or my personal life? You know, I have been an idiot.
But yeah, but the great thing is now is you've come through.
Sure, man.
And there are a lot of people who are still in dark times. And I'm mm-hmm. sure do you talk about that in your act?
Yeah. I mean, nothing's off limits with me and mm-hmm. you know, and what I do. I'm super candid about it. You know, like I was doing drugs to the point where I was hearing voices. I was watching people walk around my apartment that were never there. Mm. You know, like I hallucinated interventions.
Wow.
You know, like it's an old.
That's
joke.
Actually kind of cool. That most people hallucinate, you know, something. You hallucinate the intervention.
Yeah, I had like there are times when I watched people walk into my apartment and sit me down and tell me how worried they were, and then it turned out they had never been there.
That's just the little voice in your head, huh? Telling you to do right.
Right, I guess so. I mean, yeah. It's an old joke I wrote. You know, you got a serious problem when your hallucinations are worried about you.
There's no doubt about it. A couple more questions for Steve-O. He's at Cobb's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So how did you – I always wondered how you guys get hooked up into Jackass. And listen, there are so many guys that do stunts, but it's not interesting. It's the characters. It's Johnny. It's Bam. I mean, Bam had his own show with his mom and dad. Bam was so great. You, Wee Man, everybody coming together, Pontius, England. How did you guys all hook up?
It was through skateboarding. Mm-hmm. There was Bam had his crew making the Camp Kill Yourself videos in Pennsylvania. And in Los Angeles, there was the Big Brother crew for Big Brother Skateboard Magazine. And the guy in charge of making the Big Brother videos reached out to Spike Jones.
Is that Tremaine?
Tremaine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tremaine reached out to Spike Jones, Oscar-nominated Hollywood movie director. He said, Spike, man, our Big Brother videos are so popular. Everybody loves them, but nobody cares about the skateboarding. So I think if we subtract the skateboarding, then all the crazy crap left over would make a good TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. They just sort of chopped out the skateboard and they made a little tape and Spike handed it out to a few people and we got the show.
Just, I know you got to run here. One more question for you, because I remember in the movie where Knoxville in the golf cart, everybody thought maybe he had died. What's the scariest thing where you got closest? Yeah,
the I'm not okay moment.
Yeah. Yes.
There was, you know, off the top of my head, like I jumped out of an airplane with no parachute into the ocean one time. It wasn't like going particularly high or fast. It was one of these little sea gliders, you know, like from the movie Waterworld.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I hit the water so hard and not well. And I thought, like, I remember thinking I'm not okay. There's another time I got, I climbed into a trash can and got shoved down like, you know, like kind of a waterfall, you know, like, It was a little waterfall.
Kind of a waterfall.
I mean, it was a really little waterfall, but I landed on rocks, and as I got pushed, the trash can tipped over, and so I came flying out on my own, and I landed on a big rock on my back, and that was a major I'm not okay moment. It's been kind of a bunch of them, but most of all, I was just sitting there with the drugs, you know, yeah. and hearing the voices and stuff and all that, like... I remember at one point I was sitting in my apartment just like with a big pile of cocaine and all this like just all these drugs and thinking to myself, man, like I'm dying, you know, like I'm really like there's no longevity in this, like what I'm doing, I'm killing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember the distinct thought was, I don't care if I die. And I leaned over to you know, snort more drugs. And at that point, I felt the chair that I was in like swivel around like the chair turned into a mechanical bull, you know, like some huge dude was sitting there and spun it around. Of course, the apartment was completely empty, you know,
right.
But that experience was really heavy for me. Like, it was just like, wow, I'm dying and I don't care. And it was just like some spiritual entity like within me, you know, like was like, hey, think again, man. Like, it's real important that you not die.
Well, it's good that that voice kept talking to you, and now we can reap the benefits. We'll check out your show, 2 at Cobb's on Friday, 2 on Saturday, and also a show on Sunday as well. We've been speaking to Steve-O. You can follow him on Twitter, at Steve-O, and tonight, showtime.
It's tonight at Cobb's, you know, tonight, Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, one show. And if you're in Sacramento, I'm there next weekend at the Punchline.
There it is. Hey, man, thanks for coming in.
Dude, thank you so much for having me, man.
Congratulations on coming through all that, man.
I really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right, big fan. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We'll talk sports on the other side.